Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
We might be violating a smog law.
Well, this stuff's been packed away for over a year.
Oh, my. Well, I think this is really going to be a fun camping trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, every year I've taken the boys, but this year's something special.
Oh, yeah, we're really going to be an expedition.
Three new sisters and a mother. It's going to be bigger than Lewis and Clark.
Well, I hope the boys don't mind having a bunch of females along.
Ah, no, they'll get used to it. Thing is, I hope the girls enjoy camping.
Oh, I'm sure they will once they get there.
Well, we'll show them togetherness isn't just a word.
Right. We hope.
Ah, Dad, why can't you understand? Girls on a camping trip is just too far out.
They'll ruin our fun.
They might even get lost.
Hey, maybe we should bring them along.
That'll do, Peter. Now look, fellas. Marcia, Jan, and Cindy are all part of our family. And one half of the family doesn't go trooping off without the other half.
Even when they're girls?
Yes, especially when they're girls. We've got to show them how much fun camping can be. Why, that's going to be a whole brand new world to them.
It'll be a whole brand new world to us, too.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the Brady boys couldn't teach the Brady girls how to hunt and fish as good as any of the guys.
In other words, we can keep on saying no, but you're going to keep on saying yes, right?
The light's beginning to break through a little bit. We are all going on this camping trip, and we are all going to have the time of our lives. Or else.
But, Mother, us on a camping trip? We've told you it's a fate worse than death. Do you expect me to sleep in a tent with wild animals?
Girls, we're not going to Africa. We're just going camping.
And camping is for boys.
Camping is for boys and girls. Why, it's so much fun falling asleep on the ground.
On the ground, all those beetles are crawling around. Yuck! Yeah, yuck!
Why, you haven't got the faintest idea how delightful it is out there under the stars. Being lulled to sleep by the sound of crickets, and then awakening in the morning to the smell of bacon frying over an open fire.
How many times have you been camping, Mom?
Well, never. But I've heard about it.
And I've heard about it, too, and you can count me out.
You are counted in, young lady. We have three new brothers and a new father. And if they like camping, we like camping. Now, there'll be no more discussion about it. The decision has been made.
Yes, I am. Cindy, what are you doing out there?
I got pushed out the other end.
Come on, Carol, we gotta get going.
Mommy!
We should have been on the road an hour ago.
Sorry.
Come on, honey. Hey, you look great.
Thanks.
Yeah, you really do. Any woman can wear a $100 dress. But a girl who can put on a pair of blue jeans and one of my old shirts and look the way you do, that's a number one.
Thank you, kind sir.
Hey, boys, take my advice. Marry a girl like the one who married your old man.
Yeah, you look great, Mom. I mean, for someone who's never been on a camping trip.
Come on, Dad, let's go.
Okay, okay, we all here?
All present for count four, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Cindy, I asked you before we left. Sorry, Mike. It'll only take a second.
Much. Thanks, honey. Certainly have dusted off the dirt.
Boy, am I hungry.
Hungry? I'm starving to death.
I'm kind of hungry myself.
Well, there's a whole lake full of fish out there waiting to be caught.
Yeah, Dad, let's go fishing.
Okay, you boys go get the fishing rods and the rest of the gear, and I'll have your mother round up the girls.
Yeah, I think they're out gathering pine cones. I'll see if I can find them. Hey, girls!
The girls?
Naturally, the girls.
Oh, come on, Dad. This camping's one thing, but fishing?
I think the girls will enjoy fishing with us.
I guess the girls are with Alice.
Oh. Alice!
Yes, sir?
Would you get the girls, Alice? The boys and I want to take them fishing. And while we're gone, would you and Mrs. Brady collect some firewood?
Yes, sir. All right, girls! All out for fishing to tail!
What are we going to do, Alice?
Well, you're going fishing, and I'm going to go change my shoes.
Okay, honey, get a good fire started because we're coming back with enough fish to feed an army.
That's good, because we got an army.
Okay, everybody, fish beware. Here come the Bradys.
Mrs.
right if we nibble a little on those emergency rations you brought along?
Sure, Alice, go ahead. No telling when they'll be back with that fish.
Aren't you famished, too?
Yeah, but I think I'll wait. I don't want to spoil my appetite for that delicious, fresh fish.
Oh. Well, if you can wait, I can wait. I'll just use a little psychology. I took psychology in school.
You did, Alice?
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't think about food, you won't get hungry. So I just won't think about food.
Good.
Come to think of it, I flunked psychology.
Mom! Oh, Alice, wait a minute. Here come Greg and Jan.
Ooh,
better get those frying pans ready.
Okay, let's have them.
Go ahead. Tell them all about the big one. They got away because of me. And I was not afraid of it. I couldn't help it. I had a good grip on it, but I let go because it felt fishy.
And of course, all her screaming scared all the other fish away.
Well, don't worry about it, Greg. I'm sure the others will catch enough fish for all of us.
I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Well, how's a fish supposed to feel if it doesn't feel fishy?
I hope somebody likes sardines. That's the best you can catch when somebody, who shall be nameless, breaks your line. I did not break it. I walked into it by mistake. It felt like a cobweb, and I got all tangled up.
I didn't know you were scared of cobwebs.
I wasn't scared. It tickled me.
Well, I guess dear old Dad will have to be the big provider. Yuck. Hiya, Bobby. Where's Daddy?
Right behind me.
Ah, good. Did he catch anything?
Did he? Wow!
How big?
This big. See?
What?
Daddy caught Cindy just in time.
Just in time to get her soaked and scare all the fish away.
Oh. Well, sweetheart, if you wanted to go swimming, why didn't you say so?
I didn't swim on purpose. I swam on accident.
Well, if you excuse me and this pint-sized mermaid, I'll get her into some dry clothes. Come on.
Well, I don't suppose my girls will win any trout contests.
Oh, honey, the girls couldn't help it. Problem now is, what are we going to eat?
Wait 1 second.
I had a whopper this long, just begging to be caught.
Yeah, me too. We could be frying it right this minute if it weren't for the so-called opposite sex.
Boys, there's no use crying over spilt trout.
But the girls scared them all away.
Well, they'll be back tomorrow.
We're starving now.
Yeah.
Well, you'll survive.
Surprise! The girls and I packed this in the car, in case of an emergency.
How is that for a brilliant mother?
Hey, Carol, you're a lifesaver. We're starving to death.
Well, we have cold cuts, cheese, and fried chicken. Just name your poison.
Anything and everything.
Dad, no!
Huh?
That's sissy food.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
We always live off the land.
I know, but...
Okay, okay, if you want to chicken out.
I'm not chickening out. I'm being realistic. Also thankful. Listen, if your mother's thoughtful enough to bring this food out here, the least you can do is eat it.
Cold cuts, cheese, salami, fried chicken. We might as well camp in a supermarket.
Better eat in a supermarket than to starve at camp. That's delicious.
Delectable. Simply melt in your mouth.
I can't stand that kind of pressure. Let me at it.
Me too.
Well, honey, so far, so good.
Yeah, the kids are really enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm. So am I. You know what? It's kind of romantic out here.
Yeah. And we finally found a moment alone together.
Mom, can we have some water?
Just a minute.
Hey, Dad, where are the blankets?
Togetherness, huh?
Good night, honey.
Good night, dear.
Tight now.
Okay.
There. Good night, sweetheart. Night. Come on, Mommy, come to us.
There.
Sweet dreams.
Hey.
This is the life.
That's not a noise. That's an owl hooting. He won't bother you.
Thanks, honey. Good night.
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 Night. Night, Dad.
If that's an owl, he's got a frog in his throat.
What was the matter, Dad?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Girls just wanted to know what a noise was. Turned out to be an owl.
Boy, are they scaredy cats.
Oh, yeah? Well, it seems to me I remember last year about this time that you were pretty frightened of those owls.
Well, I was just a little kid then.
All right, you guys, if we're going to go hiking tomorrow, you better get some sleep.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Like a rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake?
Ah!
Nothing's got you. With all that hardware on your head, you punctured your air mattress.
Thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I was a goner.
You'll have to forgive us, honey. It's our first night of camping, and we're just a little nervous.
Girls, try to be calm. There are no wild animals in this area.
None of any kind?
Absolutely none. So... just try to be calm and sleep tight, huh?
Thanks, honey.
Good night, Dad.
Good night,
Daddy.
Good night.
Daddy.
Night.
What happened? What did what?
And how are we supposed to get any sleep with the girls along?
That's enough, Bobby.
The trouble with them is they get scared at every little sound.
Did you hear me? I said that's enough.
Well, you said it to Bobby, not to me.
I'm saying it to you now. And before you open your big mouth, I'm saying it to you, too. Don't you remember it was the girls who brought all that food?
Oh, that's right, fellas.
It was pretty good, too. Well, I guess women are okay for some things.
All right, boys.
Scare them now.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Togetherness.
Come on out of there. Hey, come on out of there. Hey, you get... Hey! Listen, come on. Come on out of there. Bed tonight. I'm tired.
No wonder. Three solid days with the kids. You must be worn to a frazzle.
I bet you're frazzled, too.
Exhausted. You know, togetherness is great, but exhausting.
Where are they all now, by the way?
Down in the den.
All of them together?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we proved something on that camping trip after all.
I certainly hope so.
Come in.
Mom, Dad, could I ask you a question?
Well, sure. What is it, son?
We just had a big meeting downstairs. Peter and Bobby and all the girls. We had lots of fun together on this trip and... well...
yeah?
Is it okay if we all go every place with you from now on?
Well, certainly, son.
Of course.
Thanks. I'll go tell them.